USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats are poised this week to send a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill to President Biden's desk. The House is set to vote on the bill Tuesday after the Senate passed it Saturday at the end of a marathon session that lasted more than 24 hours. 37 New York lawmakers want Governor Cuomo to resign, and 10 have called for his impeachment. The embattled governor is being accused of leading more than 15,000 people to their deaths by mandates. He's also accused of a cover-up by hiding the number of actual deaths. A fourth and fifth woman has now come forward accusing Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment. Most of the women are former aides to Cuomo. The Democrat governor denies wrongdoing. Leaders of the campaign to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Sunday that they have gathered nearly 2 million signatures. That's a half million more than required, and more than a week before the March 17th deadline. A special recall election could happen later this year. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
College hazing in Ohio has claimed the life of another youngster. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An Ohio college student hospitalized by an incident of alleged fraternity hazing has died. Bowling Green State University student Stone Fultz died Sunday after being hospitalized last week because an alleged hazing incident involving a large amount of alcohol consumed in a short time at an off-campus event. The 20-year-old sophomore business student was a pledge with the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity. The university has placed its chapter of the fraternity on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. In a statement, BGSU President Rodney K. Rogers said the university mourns Fultz's tragic loss and shares in his family and friends' sorrow.
Located about 15 miles south of Toledo, Ohio, Bowling Green State University has a 72% acceptance rate and a 54% graduation rate in the 2018-19 school year. Kyle Larson wins the Pennzoil 400 in Las Vegas Sunday. Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch round up the top three. NASCAR moves to Phoenix next weekend. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A massive explosion at a military compound in Africa has claimed many lives. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Authorities in Equatorial Guinea say at least 20 people have been killed and more than 600 injured after multiple explosions in the country's largest city. The blasts occurred at a military base in the port city of Bata, according to the Central African country's health ministry. The nation's defense ministry said in a statement that a fire in a weapons depot was the cause of the explosion. Officials fear the death toll could still rise as the search continues for survivors buried in the rubble of destroyed buildings.
Equatorial Guinea has only 10,830 square miles on the central western coast of Africa. It has a population of 1.4 million people when counted in 2019. The NBA All-Star Game was played Sunday at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. Team LeBron beat Team Durant 170-150. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the teams have been able to make ends meet over the last two seasons.
Required a significant investment on the part of the team owners. They accept that. Players will end up taking a reduction in salary this season because they are partners with the league and teams on revenue. League executives, team executives have all taken haircuts on their salary, but I think when we all step back, we feel very fortunate to be working under these circumstances, and my sense is the players feel the same way.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.